Yeah. We have two more storytellers tonight, everybody. Coming up next, another newcomer to the Your Story stage. She is a writer and performer. Just began her own story night, Do Not Submit, Albany Park edition, which debuts January 30th, which is very, very soon. Please welcome to the stage, Maria Voorhees!
So as 2017 approached, I had one resolution in mind. I wanted to have more joy in my life. So I asked myself, when was the last time I felt endless amounts of joy? Turns out it was 5 years ago. So 5 years ago, I had just graduated from college. I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do. So I decided to go to a clown workshop for a month. Now, there are different types of clown, and when I say clown, people have different ideas. So one is that kind of circus clown, scary clown, murder, psycho killer clown. Okay, so then there's physical theater clown, which is more what I do. So think Carol Burnett, Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, but with a nose. See, with this nose, it's like everything is different. The world expands. I'm able to see things clearly for the first time. Maybe not clearly, but in a new light, right? So the clown workshop begins, and we start very physically. So we do this exercise that's called walks, and one person goes up in front of the room, and they walk about the space. And the group is looking for any physical habits. So they're seeing what part of the body that person leads from, where they hold tension, where the energy is generated from. And at the end, the person goes down, and then the group goes up. And the group then takes on that person's physicality. So, you know, they start very naturally, and then as they walk around the room, they grow into that form. And so this can be really personal, really emotional, because people often don't like to associate with how they actually look. So a lot of people say, well, that's not me, and that's not how I look. But this is like the essence of clowning, right? It is you on steroids. Or, as my clown teacher would say, it is your unique stupidity amplified. So I actually have my own unique stupidity, and it looks like this.
Hi. Hi there. Whoa. Hi. My name is Petunia. What's your name?
Kellen.
Kellen? I like to... Kellen. I like to say that. You know, I think I kind of have to go now because I know there's a show, but I just wanted to say hi. So I will be back. I always come back. Bye, Kellen.
Okay, so Petunia and I might have some similarities, but we have a lot of differences, right? Like, I might be more of a rule follower, and Petunia doesn't have any rules. Or I might overthink things, and Petunia is just all heart, all innocence in whatever situation. So my clown teacher would always say that you might not always like your clown, but your clown will always love you. Lovely, right? So after the workshop, I decide that I don't want to be done with Petunia. I want to figure out who she is, and I want to go to school. So I apply to my clown teacher's two-year school in Florence. I'm accepted, and a month after, the school closes. Yeah, so that wouldn't be a big deal or significant for any reason, except for the fact that this has happened to me now 3 times. It's actually why I live in Chicago. So what I'm trying to figure out as I get closer to 2017 is that Petunia has been locked in my closet this entire time, and I'm ready to bring her out. So as 2017 is approaching, I'm thinking, okay, well, if she can't go to school, then I guess I'm going to have to homeschool her. Here we go. So as 2017 is approaching, it's the first couple days before January, and I think I'm going to give this a head start. I'm going to give it a go. So I'm going to do a little test run. Every single day that I drive my car, I am going to actually let Petunia take the wheel. She's going to drive. Horrible idea. So I get in my car, and I'm driving, and I'm actually going to cat sit because my friend's out of town. So she lives 2 miles away. No big deal. This is just a quick drive. How bad could that be? So I get in my car, and put my nose on. So Petunia's driving now, and we're driving down Ashland. And it's like the moment that I put on my nose, everything is different. It's new. And I'm seeing people. Petunia is seeing people because Petunia loves people. And so she's looking at all these people, but these people are on their phones. They're texting. They're talking. They're just anywhere but connecting. And so she gets to a red light, and she's a little frustrated, and she sees this man in the car next to her, a very attractive man. And so she's in her car, and this man sees her, and he smiles, and so she smiles, and then he waves, and she waves, and then he rolls down his window. So Petunia rolls down her window, and I think he's trying to figure out why a clown is driving. And so he says, do you have any kids in the car? And Petunia looks in the back and,
no, I don't think so.
And so then they start talking, and he says, well, what's your name? And she says, Petunia. What's yours? And he says, Joe. So Joe and Petunia are having this great conversation. I find out Joe is going to do his dry cleaning and all this stuff, and they're becoming friends. Well, all of a sudden, then Joe says, so could I have your number? And here's the thing. Part of this, like, joy plan was not about getting an attractive man, because I have one of those at home. So all of a sudden now it's like, okay, what's going on? So finally the light turns green, thank God, and I tell Petunia, just step on it. Let's get out of here. So all I got to do is get to Addison, then I can take a left. So we're going, we're going to take that turn, and then the light turns red. So here we are again, Petunia and Joe. So here we are sitting in the car, and Joe rolls down his window, and he says, so, Petunia, how about that number? And luckily for Petunia, she doesn't have technology. So she just says, well, I don't have a phone. And Joe says, well, where are you going? And she says, before I can stop her, I'm going to feed my friend's cat. And Joe says, well, I love cats. Can I go with you? And here's the thing, okay? Like, even if Joe does like cats, which I'm sure he does, it's not about cats or Joe liking cats or anything to do with cats, because I know that this means something else. So Maria has to take over. So I just kind of intervene, and I look at Joe, and as Petunia, and suddenly there's something that I recognize in Joe's face. And as Petunia, I ask, are you sad, Joe? And Joe pauses, and he says, yeah, maybe. And then the light turns green, and I take a left, and Joe is driving, and as I'm driving away, Petunia says, I'm sorry, Joe. And that's it. And I'm driving in my car, and I'm like having this out-of-body experience, because I was this other person, and now I'm me, and what's going on, and that wasn't supposed to happen. And I'm thinking about how if I hadn't been in the car, that Petunia could be having some weird sexual encounter with a strange, sad man in my friend's apartment. And so then I get to my friend's apartment, Petunia parks the car, I take my nose off, and I just come back to myself, and I think about the day before when I drove to feed this friend's cat. Nothing happened. Got my car, drove, did the whole kitty litter thing, came back, drove, no, nothing, no interactions. And then today, because of this nose, I was able to have this weird, intimate, somehow very human interaction with a complete stranger. And even though it's odd and could have resulted in some questionable behavior, I think I'd rather live in that world. So that was day one. And now I'm going to be doing this for the next 364 days, or I guess less since we're out in January. But if you ever see a clown driving around in a car, just say hi. Her name's Petunia, and she would love to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Maria Voorhees, everybody. I'm sure we all have the same thought. First of all, Joe, what are you doing?
I don't get strike names. So that wasn't me.
Yeah, that Joe was for real a fuckboy. If he was here, he would have cheered when I asked if there were any fuckboys. That's what a fuckboy does. All right, guys, I'm going to stop saying fuckboy now.